2019 to December 12, 2019, we received multiple complaints regarding the City of Forest Park November 5, 2019 election. These complaints of election fraud and illegal campaign were mainly against the City of Forest Park election superintendent Lois Wright and City of Forest Park Ward 4 council member Latresa Atkins Wells. Out of the 14 complaints submitted, 5 were substantiated. Latresa Atkins Wells was the incumbent Ward 4 city council member and a candidate on the ballot for the November 5, 2019 City of Forest Park election. Forest Park City Hall was the early voting polling location between October 14, 2019 to October 18, 2019. It's alleged Atkins Wells was inside the polling location speaking and interacting with voters during the early voting session, and this was substantiated. Lois Wright was a City of Forest Park election superintendent. She has conducted herself in an unprofessional manner while working in the official capacity of election superintendent. Allegation 3, Lois Wright maintains a personal relationship with Latresa Atkins Wells as a result of their friendship. Wright has received gifts from Atkins Wells in return for political support. Latresa Atkins Wells has campaigned for re-election at City of Forest Park funded community events such as functions held at community parks and public schools. Her campaigning activities consisted of wearing campaign attire, handing out campaign materials and photo opportunities with voters and political figures. This was not substantiated. The Office of Secretary of State voter registration data for the City of Forest Park is inaccurate. Allegation was not substantiated. Someone fraudulently submitted an absentee ballot application on behalf of City of Forest Park resident Brenda Watson. The allegation was not substantiated, but procedural errors were discovered that constituted election code violations. Lois Wright entered the date on the absentee ballot application for Brenda Walton, as she thought that was the date it came in. When Brenda Walton came to vote in person, she denied completing the absentee ballot application until she was shown the application. Brenda Walton stated that she did not write the date on the application and was told by Lois Wright that the date was an error on her part and covered the date with whiteout. Allegation 7, someone fraudulently submitted an absentee ballot application on behalf of Jeanette Hand, who was determined to be deceased on the date of the application. This was a result that contracts with candidates to go out into the community and collect absentee ballot applications well in advance of the election. It appears that some of these applications have not had the election date entered at the time of collecting the application and are then submitted without recontacting the voter, resulting in voters stating they did not request the absentee ballot, and in the case of Jeanette Hand passing away prior to the application being submitted but after her death. This leads to confusion for the voters, problems with election staff, and general distrust in the process. Latresa Atkins Wells has campaigned during the early voting session within 150 feet of the City of Forest Park polling location. Allegation 9, the City of Forest Park election office miscounted the votes for the Ward 3 City Council seat and failed to read out all of the yes-no referendum questions for the absentee ballots on the night of November the 5th, 2019 election. This was substantiated. Several voters did not receive ballots with complete candidate information, and one voter was not allowed to vote on election day. Allegation 11, there is video footage of Latresa Atkins Wells and Lois Wright handling absentee ballots inside City Hall. There was no violation substantiated. Latresa Atkins Wells received a disproportionate amount of absentee ballot votes compared to other candidates on the ballot. Absentee ballot procedural errors were found with no ballot number or issue date listed for 168 absentee ballot applications. Allegation 13, Latresa Atkins Wells was in possession of forged absentee ballot applications in December of 2015. Was not substantiated. Isabel Martinez is the mother of Ward 4 Council member challenger Yasmin Julio Martinez. Is not a resident of Georgia, and she has assisted in Julio's campaign. She has also illegally campaigned outside of Forest Park City Hall during the early voting session. That was not substantiated. Our findings are that all of the allegations except for allegation 1, 6, 9, 10, and 12 were unsubstantiated. The recommendation is for Latricia Atkins-Wells, Ward 4 City Councilwoman, be referred to the AG's office for a violation of 21-2414D, restrictions on campaign activities when she was present inside the polling location after she cast her own ballot. She also admitted to escorting voters inside the polling location to cast their ballot. The City of Forest Park, Lois Wright, election superintendent, or former election superintendent, be referred to the AG's office for a violation of 21-2562A1, fraudulent entries, when she inserted a date on another person's absentee ballot application, then concealed that date with whiteout. And 21-2384A5, mailing a ballot, when Wright failed to require a voter, Brenda Walton, to complete an affidavit after allowing that voter to vote in person while their absentee ballot was already in the mail. And City of Forest Park, Lois Wright, election superintendent, former Cecilia Jones, election office absentee ballot clerk, be bound over to the AG's office for SEB Rule 183-1-12-.024B. When she wrote the incorrect voter combination code on the voter certificate, which resulted in the voter receiving the incorrect ballot, one count, and 21-2-384A3, mailing a ballot when Wright failed to document absentee ballot information, i.e. ballot number and issue date on at least 168 absentee ballot applications. And we have two people waiting to speak, the city attorney, Mike Williams, and a complainant, Trudy Smith.
Okay. Let's go with the city attorney first.
Mr. Williams?
Good afternoon. This is Michael Williams. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to speak to the five violations with respect to the first violation involving Councilwoman Latricia Atkins-Wells. Obviously, the city cannot take a position on what action the board may wish to take, but just for informational purposes, as outlined in the report, the use of City Hall is the issue because of the small size and the layout of City Hall, and our concern is this is a problem that is capable of a potential repetition in the future with future candidates or incumbents inadvertently and unintentionally violating this by being at City Hall on official non-election related business. So as a result, the city intends to cease using City Hall as a polling location for future advanced voting or other election related matters. And so we have addressed that to the extent it involves the city. The next three procedural violations, I think the facts speak for themselves, and the city acknowledges that those mistakes were made. Again, for informational purposes, Ms. Wright, as well as Ms. Jones, who was involved as the absentee ballot clerk, will not be serving in those capacities future elections, and the city is utilizing the city clerk's office to perform the election superintendent role, and they are in the process of being trained. The city intends to make sure that we have a fully trained and capable staff so that those types don't occur again. And finally, with respect to the last count involving the documentation for the absentee ballot applications, etc., there's a dispute as to the facts on that. We do believe that there was a log and a record, but we certainly acknowledge the concern about that. And one of the things we intend to explore is the use of software to the ballot track type software that the state of Georgia is utilizing, as well as Clayton County, so that we can automate that and have a better system for managing absentee ballots going forward. And so that is part of the plan and a step that the city is exploring how we can utilize those services going forward. And then again, as to that point, Ms. Wright would not be part of that process. And so as relates to the last four alleged violations, because the city is already taking steps to address those, I believe a letter of instruction would be suitable for those, again, because those individuals won't be part of the elections going forward. And that's all I have.
Hey, Ms. Falami is on. She wanted to speak. One of the complainants.
I believe it's Trudy Smith.
Oh, it's Trudy Smith? Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. They have my written statement that I asked them to read because I have a trach and it's hard for me to speak and it's going to be understood.
Yes, we have it here. We'll read it for you. So on behalf of Ms. Trudy Smith, this is her statement. Even though the mayor vetoed allowing Lois Wright to be the election superintendent in 2021, three council members brought her back up to have her serve again. They were unable to get the fourth vote, so it did not happen. So clearly certain members of the council have condoned Ms. Wright's action.
Was there anyone else to speak from this?
LaWanda Flamali is raising her hand, so I'm gonna go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm a consensual Clayton County Forest Power, and I'm here on this call today because it's very important to the community. In our last election, we had a host of complaints until I just decided to get the citizens together and call into the state so they could come in and investigate. There was numerous things that went on. We had at least 12 people that was 119 different cases of previous elected official inside the polling place. We also have a pending case coming up on the next week that will actually escalate why this should go over to the AG for further investigation. Our superintendent-elect is a very trained, well-known of the law of the land of voting, and at one point in time was a very person that you could really trust. However, there is questionable here now from the citizen who actually paid for them to look at our votes, and also the attorney who the citizen pays to represent the municipality. But however, the city constituents would like to see this forward over to the AG, so in future that the citizen will not have trust problem in casting their ballot. I yield back my time.
Thank you. Any other one to speak on this? If not, the board, do you have any questions? What's your disposition?
This is Matt Mashburn. I move that the city of Forest Park on the, I lost the place, I'm sorry. I move that the city of Forest Park be issued a letter of instruction in the remainder of the case. City of Forest Park, Lois Wright, election superintendent, and Latresa Atkins Wells be referred to the AG. Okay. I would also add to the motion to get the other members of the board, but I also would move that this file be sent to the public integrity section of the GBI to have them look at it as well as the AG.
Okay. We have a second.
I just had a question of our legal counsel, Ms. McGowan is on the call, as to whether we have the authority to send it to the GBI, or is that something that the Attorney General is going to do anyway? I don't recall a case, and I'm not saying there has not been one, but I don't recall a case where we've specifically referred a matter to the GBI. And I'm not saying I'm opposed to that. I'm just questioning whether we can do that.
Mr. Worley, this is Charlene. I'm not aware of a specific example of our office doing that either, but it's certainly something that I can look into.
Okay.
Does that mean we'd hold that second half of the motion in abeyance until we had an answer, or we could do that provided there is authority to do that? Does that make sense?
I would go ahead, Mr. Mashburn's motion.
Okay, we have a second. Any other questions, comments?
I think, this is Audley, I think 21.2.31.5 might give some insight. Because I think 5 states that the board can authorize Secretary of State's office to investigate or to send to the Attorney General or District Attorney. I don't see a mention under that code section for GBI, but I'll yield that to Ms. McGowan's expertise.
Okay.
I mean, the GBI obviously isn't authorized to under legal action in a matter like our offices or our district attorney's offices. They would maybe be able to assist on the investigative side.
We have a motion. It's been second. Is there...